Now you've found it. Are you going to tell me what it is?
Soon.
Silly of me to ask. Where have you been most of today, anyway?
Paying my respects to an old client.
Ah, the good inspector.
Watson, I prefer to say nothing until after dinner.
Of course, if that's what you want.
Thank you for your patience.
Good.
Watson, this case goes much deeper than Lestrade ever suspected. There's been great suffering caused. We are about to make some small restitution, you and I.
So you see, gentlemen, I was quite right. This Peppo character is well known in the Italian community as a ne'er-do-well. And I've no doubt he ran foul of one or other of the ruling families. And they set out to hunt him down. And before you ask me, Mr. Holmes...
forgive me, Lestrade. You say?
Before you ask me, he refuses to say one word about those blessed busts.
He must have had a reason, though, surely, Inspector.
Some kind of grudge against Geldrum Company, if you ask me.
Could well be.
If you ask me.
Ah, my visitor, I see.
That's all right, Mrs. Hudson. The gentleman's expected. Mr. Sandiford of Reading, I presume.
Indeed, have I the honour of addressing Mr. Sherlock Holmes?
You have. Well, I trust your journey wasn't too arduous.
Yes, I fear I am a little late. The trains were awkward.
Won't you come in?
Oh, thank you. Gentlemen.
Now, Mr. Sandiford, you have the item.
Thank you again, Mr. Sandiford. I trust that your journey back to Reading will be less awkward.
Mr. Holmes, that document...
The transferal of ownership?
Quite. Is that normal in matters such as this?
Oh, yes. Absolutely normal, I assure you. Good evening.
Gentlemen, my apologies for keeping you waiting.
Don't mention it. What's one more bust of Napoleon between friends? Especially one you just paid £10 for.
Indulge him, Inspector. Let him do this in his own way.
Do we have any choice in the matter?
Gentlemen, observe. First, I cover the table. Then His Imperial Majesty, the last of his line, the only survivor of the batch of six, goes in the centre, so.
It's a plain enough likeness for all this fuss to be made over it.
You must admit it's interesting to see one in one piece for a change.
Oh, for the love of heaven.
Gentlemen, let me introduce you to one of the most famous objects in the world. The Black Pearl of the Borgias.
Thank you.
This is truly amazing.
Doctor.
The Black Pearl of the Borgias.
It disappeared over a year ago from the bedroom of the Princess of Colonna at the Dacre Hotel. The press cuttings are here, if you're interested. I was consulted on the case.
I didn't know that.
You were away at the time, and I couldn't throw any light on it.
The papers had a field day with the actual crime, but I don't remember anything about a solution.
It was hushed up. The princess's maid was suspected, but it never came to trial. She went and... My God. Her name was
Lucrezia Venucci.
Venucci?
The sister of the murdered man, who proved an easy recruit to the Mafia in his thirst for vengeance against the true criminal. Especially since the Mafia were able to tell him exactly who that was.
Beppo. Beppo stole the pearl.
And was still carrying it the first time that the Venucci boy caught up with him.
And a knifing incident at Gilda's factory.
Yes, Venucci failed to kill Beppo, but he did put pay to his plans. The police were there in minutes, and Beppo couldn't afford to be caught with the pearl on him. So, as they chased him through the factory, he got rid of it into the base of one of the six Napoleons on the drying rack.
So all this nonsense was him looking for the right one.